Hello there, and welcome to another word of encouragement from Our Daily Bread. The devotional for today was written by John Blaise, and it's titled, In the Father's Ways. In the 1960s, the bustling community of North Lawndale on Chicago's west side was a pilot community for interracial living. A handful of middle-class African-Americans bought homes there on contract that combined the responsibilities of homeownership with the disadvantages of renting. In a contract sale, the buyer accrued no equity, and if he missed a single payment, he would immediately lose his down payment, all his monthly payments, and the property itself. Unscrupulous sellers sold at inflated prices. Then the families were evicted when they missed a payment. Another family would buy on contract, and the cycle, fueled by greed, just kept going. Samuel appointed his sons judges over Israel, and they were driven by greed. His sons did not follow his ways. In contrast to Samuel's integrity, his sons turned aside after dishonest gain and used their position to their own advantage. This unjust behavior displeased the elders of Israel and God, putting in motion a cycle of kings that fills the pages of the Old Testament. To refuse to walk in God's ways allows room for the perversion of those values, and as a result, injustice flourishes. To walk in His ways means honesty and justice are clearly seen not only in our words, but in our deeds as well. Those good deeds are never an end in themselves, but always that others may see and honor our Father in heaven. Let's turn our attention now to God's Word. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 1 through 9. When Samuel grew old, he appointed his sons as Israel's leaders. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abijah, and they served at Beersheba. But his sons did not follow his ways. They turned aside after dishonest gain and accepted bribes and perverted justice. So all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah. They said to him, "You are old, and your sons do not follow your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as all the other nations have." But when they said, "Give us a king to lead us," this displeased Samuel, so he prayed to the Lord. And the Lord told him, "Listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king. As they have done from the day I brought them up out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods, so they are doing to you. Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly, and let them know what the king who will reign over them will claim as his rights." Now, let's join our hearts together in prayer. God, injustice is all around us and often overwhelms our hearts. Help us to stand with those who suffer and live lives committed to easing their pain. Give us hearts of compassion for those who are treated unfairly and courage to seek justice on their behalf. Give us uncompromising strength to stand with the broken and wisdom to help us to know how to walk with them toward a resolution that honors you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.